Democrat Ilhan Omar rages when Trump calls out Somali pirates during SOTU. By Amy Furr on February 24, 2026. President Donald Trump slammed the alleged fraud linked to the Somali community in Minnesota during his State of the Union address on Tuesday, garnering loud pushback from Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. "When it comes to the corruption that has plundered, really, it's plundering America. There's been no more stunning example than Minnesota, where members of the Somali community have pillaged an estimated $19 billion from the American taxpayer," the president stated. Watch, Trump daps J.D. Vance to lead war on Somali fraud in Minnesota. And in actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. "This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation, and we are working on it like you wouldn't believe," he continued. Trump then announced he had designated Vice President J.D. Vance to head up the war on fraud. "So tonight, although we started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President J.D. Vance. He'll get it done. We were able to find enough of that fraud. We will actually have a balanced budget overnight. It will go very quickly. That's the kind of money you're talking about. We'll balance our budget," Trump said. "The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm, not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders brings us problems, right here to the USA. And it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, crime," he added. According to the Wall Street Journal reporter Olivia Beavers, Omar shouted at the president from her seat, calling him a liar. The incident happened as government officials are investigating Omar and her family's rising wealth. She has denied being worth millions of dollars and also claimed conservatives were unfairly targeting her, per Breitbart News. In addition, the outlet said February 14 that House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, wants officials to look abroad regarding Representative Ilhan Omar's, DMN, husband, Tim Minette, and his failed business ventures.